Hello, my name's Jack, and welcome to the weekly roundup called This Week on Premier Skills English. In this week, we've got lots of interesting words and phrases to help you talk about football in English. If you're listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, you can also visit the Premier Skills English website at britishcouncil.org/PremierSkillsEnglish, where you'll be able to download the podcast. On the Premier Skills English, you can read the transcript and join the Premier Skills English community by completing a task in the comments section. This will really help you remember the new words and phrases from the stories from the Premier League. The words and phrases we're looking at this week are to swagger, to pull the strings, to suit someone, a standing ovation, to save the day, to head for something, and to slot through. Listen out for these phrases in the headlines and stories. After each story, there'll be a short language focus, and then there'll be a task for you to complete, and then at the end of the podcast, there'll be a new football phrase. But before that, I want to look at last week's football phrase. If you didn't hear it last week, here's one more chance to guess now. Last week's football phrase was quite a long expression. It was to... It's a colourful expression. Is the rhythm of an activity. When you... It's like you find the rhythm. This means that the activity is easier and you feel like you're getting better at it. Congratulations to 258963 from Vietnam, Mo Beckham from Turkey, and Linus from Lithuania. Well done to HSN for a good guess, but I think it was a bit too hard. The answer was to get into the swing of things. I think I'll choose something a bit easier at the end of this podcast. Okay, let's get on with this week's three football stories. Swaggering Madison recovers his finest form. Madison made his 200th league performance against Brighton and pulled the strings when his team were on top. In his last 12 games, Madison has been in outstanding form for Leicester, with 13 goals or assists, including the goal against Brighton, when following a 1-2 off Ademola Lookman, he took the shot, which the goalkeeper blocked into the path of Patson Daka, who scored. This fantastic headline is from The Guardian's regular 10 Talking Points from the Premier League article. It's just lovely to say, swaggering Madison recovers his finest form. The first word I want to talk about is swaggering. The verb to swagger normally describes a way of walking. If you swagger, you walk in a very confident way, kind of confident and relaxed, like a cool cowboy in an old western. Some definitions describe swagger as an overconfident or arrogant stroll, but in a football context, it means playing with a strong belief in your ability, kind of confident and relaxed. Madison was certainly confident and relaxed when he pulled the strings from the midfield. This is another interesting bit of language, to pull the strings. This means to control a situation when there are more people involved. It means to control other people. The idiom to pull the strings comes from puppets. Puppets are the dolls that are controlled by strings so that a puppeteer can make them move. The puppeteer controls their puppets by pulling their strings. When a person pulls the strings, they control the people they are involved with. You might hear someone say, "I want to know who's pulling the strings," when they want to know who's really responsible. There is another quite advanced expression, which is to pull some strings, or probably more commonly, to pull a few strings. This is used by people who have some power or influence to say that they can help you by using this power. So, If you need help with something official, perhaps a decision at work, or if you're looking for some sensitive information, you might ask for help from somebody with power who can pull a few strings to help you. Let's move on to the next headline. Ziyech scores with a stunner against Spurs. Hakim Ziyech won the King of the Match award after a beautiful curled left footer that dropped into the far corner and out of reach of the Spurs keeper. The Chelsea manager played a wider formation than normal that suited the Moroccan midfielder, who from 97 touches made 34 passes, including 10 crosses into the box. When he left the pitch after 91 minutes, he received a standing ovation from the home crowd. Ziyech was in amazing form against Spurs. I only got to watch the highlights, and the commentators were repeating his name like it was a tribute compilation. Tuchel played a different formation against Spurs that allowed Ziyech to play a little wider than normal, and the extra space really suited him. If something suits a person, it's right for that person in that situation. You can say that an item of clothing really suits someone. Perhaps the colour looks good on them. Or you can say that a situation suits someone if they're happy or more successful in that situation. And of course, there's the opposite form. When I was working in Indonesia, I had to start work at 7:30 in the morning. I'm really not a morning person, and the early starts didn't suit me at all. At the end of the match, well, just before the end, Ziyech was substituted to a standing ovation. A standing ovation is a round of applause, that is, when a crowd all claps for something. But it's a special type of a round of applause because everyone stands up to show how much they appreciate what they've seen. It's probably most commonly used in theatres and musical performances. If the performance is really special, when the performer takes a bow, the audience will stand up and applaud. They will give the performer a standing ovation. When Ziyech left the field, the Chelsea crowd stood up to applaud his performance. He received a standing ovation. It's time to move on to the final headline. Tobin Heath's stoppage time equaliser saves the day. In the Women's Super League, Arsenal looked like they were heading for a loss at Manchester City. The Gunners were a goal down and running out of time. Tobin Heath rescued a point in stoppage time with a powerful strike that somehow slotted through a crowd of City defenders. The result means that Arsenal sit 2 points clear of Manchester United at the top of the table. Tobin's strike saved the day. If you save the day, you do something that stops a defeat or a failure. In comic books, whenever there is a disaster, a superhero swoops in at the last minute and saves the day. They stop the disaster. Arsenal were heading for defeat at the Academy Stadium in Manchester, but were rescued in stoppage time by Tobin Heath. I said that Arsenal looked like they were heading for a loss. If you're heading for something, you're normally travelling in that direction. I saw Billy in town. He was heading for the bank. This means he was walking towards the bank. You can also use this phrasal verb more figuratively to say that something is going to happen in the future. I think when it's used figuratively, it's usually used to say that someone is going to be in a bad situation. You hear people say, heading for trouble, heading for disaster, and in football, heading for defeat or heading for a loss. The last phrase I want to talk about is to slot through. A slot, normally, is a long, narrow hole. The most common slots were coin slots, holes you'd use to put coins into machines. In phone boxes, you would put coins into the coin slot so you could make a phone call. You still find coin slots in vending machines for drinks and sweets, and in video game arcades. You also get slots for CDs in car stereos and on the front of a PlayStation that you have to feed a disc into. To slot something through means to put or push something through a narrow opening. In football, when a striker manages to shoot through a narrow gap between defenders, you'll hear the commentators say that the ball was slotted through. Okay, that's plenty of vocabulary for today. The words and phrases from the stories were to swagger, to pull the strings, to suit someone, a standing ovation, to save the day, to head for something, and to slot through. Listen to the headlines again to hear these words and phrases in context. Swaggering Madison recovers his finest form. Madison made his 200th league performance against Brighton and pulled the strings when his team were on top. In his last 12 games, Madison has been in outstanding form for Leicester, with 13 goals or assists, including the goal against Brighton, when following a 1-2 off Ademola Lookman, he took the shot, which the goalkeeper blocked into the path of Patson Daka, who scored. Ziyech scores with a stunner against Spurs. Hakim Ziyech won the King of the Match award after a beautiful curled left footer that dropped into the far corner and out of reach of the Spurs keeper. The Chelsea manager played a wider formation than normal that suited the Moroccan midfielder, who from 97 touches made 34 passes, including 10 crosses into the box. When he left the pitch after 91 minutes, he received a standing ovation from the home crowd. Tobin Heath's stoppage time equaliser saves the day. In the Women's Super League, Arsenal looked like they were heading for a loss at Manchester City. The Gunners were a goal down and running out of time. Tobin Heath rescued a point in stoppage time with a powerful strike that somehow slotted through a crowd of City defenders. The result means that Arsenal sit 2 points clear of Manchester United at the top of the table. Right, now it's time for you to think about the language again. Here are 7 sentences with gaps in them, and you have to complete the gaps with the words and phrases from this podcast. Number 1. At the end of the performance, the lead actor received a... Number 2. Tommy was determined to look cool as he... into the middle of the disco dance floor. Number 3. I have to pick up my kids from school, so... working from home, really. Me. Number 4. When my car broke down, I thought I'd never make it. But my sister turned up at the last minute and... Number 5. Let's play FIFA. You need to... the disc into the machine to play. Number 6. There's a lot going on at the club and they're planning to make lots of changes. But who do you think is really... Number 7. If we don't sign some new talent, I'm afraid we're... relegation. Leave your answers in the comments section on the Premier Skills English website. Now it's time for this week's football phrase. This phrase will be the same in this podcast and the podcast on Friday. So I'll announce the answer and the usernames of people who've got it right next Monday. As last week's was too difficult, this week I've chosen a word from the Premier Vocabulary section from the Easy Vocabulary. The word is... This word is used to describe a match in a cup competition that's played because the original match ended in a draw. In the past, FA Cup matches were only 90 minutes. If the match ended in a draw, the teams would have to play a... usually at the other team's stadium. This word is also used on TV to describe recorded footage that's shown again, usually because something exciting happened. I think that this is much easier, and so I hope lots of you will leave a comment on Premier Skills English with your answer. That's all I have time for today. Before I finish, I just wanted to say that I hope you found this podcast useful. And I hope all of you stay fit and healthy. Bye for now, and enjoy your football.